You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290. Or you can reach Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242, and at RadioRealEstate.com.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late, but thanks for joining me. I'm talking with Paul Casey, Director of Community Development at the City of Santa Barbara in the south coast of Southern California. Just to finish up on the hotel or the California hotel that potentially could be Ritz-Carlton timeshares, if by December 12th he does not pull a permit, the developer, his permit expires, then it doesn't. It could become a hotel. It doesn't have to be timeshares. But there's no way, due to the Coastal Commission, that it becomes condos. There's no way to get around that.
Couple answers for you, Mark. First off, the proposal now is for three corners of Lower State Street. It's the California Hotel site, as well as the two corners at Mason and State Street across the street from the California Hotel. So it's three corners there of really prime, important part of Santa Barbara. Another complicating factor is that the California Hotel is not seismically safe, which is why there's no one occupying it now. And we actually have a court order that that building needs to either be seismically retrofitted or demolished. And that's just been placed on hold because of these approvals on the property. So if the project expires after December 12th, the city's likely going to have to step in and enforce that court order and have the building demolished. But you're right. Whatever the allowed zoning, which is mostly hotel, restaurant, retail, can go back in. Certainly doesn't have to be timeshare and probably won't be timeshare. And no way, never residential down there. Possible if the city wanted to go that way and then approach the Coastal Commission and asked if they would agree to change that zoning to allow residential. I think that's unlikely with our experience with the Coastal Commission and they're wanting more visitor-serving uses down on the waterfront.
Right, right. We got enough for visitors, don't we?
We're probably at the forefront in the state of California in accommodating visitors in our waterfront.
Maybe we need Measure V to limit the number of visitors of serving events. All right, well, that'll be interesting to see December 12th. If you were going to bet, what's going to happen? Is he going to go through with this?
I really don't know.
If someone asks you on a live radio program, for example. all right, well, we'll wait and see. Who knows what he's going to do? I would guess that he's going to pull the permit and do the project. I can't imagine. You know, like you say, he's got this prime real estate in Santa Barbara. Yep. He's got all his ducks lined up.
Yep.
Those ducks probably can't even live in that little lagoon area. Is that too polluted? What's the name of that lagoon?
The Laguna Channel, and then there's also some wetlands off of that. Yeah. Turtles. Turtles live there, not ducks.
Oh, okay. Well, that might stymie his project. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the general plan update, and is there anything in that to what we read in the paper about mansionization? One of the people who's running for mayor, you know, thinks that people should be able to improve their properties, and other people, you know, say that what you don't need any more than what's there. It's a dicey debate.
It's a good question. It's actually kind of happening now ahead of the general plan because there's been a lot of consternation, especially on the Mesa, that certainly other neighborhoods as well, but the Mesa with the smaller lots and kind of having large houses on small lots really has been raising a concern over the last 5 years or so. And so we're going through the process of updating our ordinance that applies to single family development. And that's where the question is coming up about how big, based upon the size of your lot, should you be able to build, or should there be any kind of quantifiable limit on how large of a house you should build based upon your lot size? We're coming out with we've got a steering committee made up of members of the public, City Council, Planning Commission, and Architectural Board of Review. They've been working for about 18 months. They're putting together kind of a draft proposal, which will come out just in the first of the year, and will lead then to kind of a nine-month key discussion about where you want to go with regards to single-family development. Do you want any additional controls on the size of houses that can go on lots?
Now, you say we have a current ordinance. Does that include what I read about called FAR, floor area ratio? Does that exist already?
No, it doesn't exist already. The current ordinance that's on the books is really more of a design review ordinance. It sets certain triggers as to when you need to take your building to the Architectural Board of Review for design review to make sure it's good and compatible with the community and the neighborhood. What's being proposed and talked about and causing all the the consternation and discussion is the concept of using a floor to area ratio, and that's where you would have a limit on how large of a house you can build based upon your lot size. Mm-hmm. And so that mm-hmm. is being proposed at this point, a floor to area ratio, and that's what a lot of the debate I think will focus on. I think there are a lot of other good improvements going on in this ordinance update, but that will be kind of the lightning rod of discussion with the community.
So if you were a betting man...
Which I've said I'm not. But.
That exists now. The Montecito has a
Goleta. That's right. There are a number of communities use floor to area ratios. That's not a brand new tool used by local government.
Goleta's. You need 3 acres to build a 1-bedroom house. What is Goleta's?
Don't know. But it hasn't been in the city of Santa Barbara before. And so that's a real discussion. There, on the one side, people say it all comes down to quality design, that if you just get people to the Architectural Board of Review and have quality design, the size doesn't matter so much. Others feel that you do need some sort of quantifiable limit just to kind of keep the massiveness of a house down and depending upon its
people should start building more raised foundation homes with basements.
That discussion has come up as part of this subcommittee that, you know, basements wouldn't necessarily count in that floor to area ratio because it doesn't add to the mass and the bulk of the building. And so
I have a listing in escrow out in Montecito or Baja Montecito, and based on the parcel size being 50 by 174, about 8,800 square feet, and using their calculation, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of being able to build a 2,600 plus square foot home, plus the garage, mm-hmm. plus maybe a basement. But 50 by 174, that's dramatically bigger than a lot of the Mesa lots. Might be 50 by 100.
Yeah, a lot of the Mesa lots are in the 6,000 square foot range, which makes it tougher.
5 or 6,000. So that might bring you down to 2,000. Or in at least the low 2,000 square
A little bit higher, range. Exactly.
A little higher. So what was built, are you aware off the top of your head? I mean, I know I'm asking you a lot of questions. You seem to know a lot for a very young man, by the way.
Being 22, you know.
You know, it's just remarkable. What was some of the things that really hit the fan when someone, how big of a house did someone build?
You know, some of the houses on the Mesa were getting up towards, you know, 3,600 square feet or so on relatively small lots like we were talking about. And that's where the neighbors were just very concerned that it was out of place and really changing the look and feel of the neighborhood. And that's why they kind of raised the issue and asked council to take another fresh look at this.
And, okay, so this is the question is, the current ordinance really don't restrict it. Specifically.
Correct. Not so specifically, but through design.
But design
review.
They could, you know, and people can appeal.
That's right.
In terms of view ordinance or what is the word? Sunset or shadow or you know,
oh, there's some a solar, rule. Solar guidelines.
Solar, thank you. Is that on the books?
Yep, those are on the books and play into what you're looking at. That's, you know, how much shadow do you create on a neighbor's property and that sort of stuff. And that's a limiting factor currently on the books now. I have to say, I think our current ordinances are not bad. We've got pretty strict design review standards. They got to make certain findings. People are just a little concerned and want to know if we shouldn't be doing something more. I don't think it's that what we have is terrible. It's just kind of, it's been on the books for 10 years, time to kind of take a fresh look. And with the cost of land and housing, the pressure just to put more and more on a piece of property.
People want to upgrade and take advantage. Yep. And I don't know if there's a huge push for this floor area ratio. And I haven't heard a whole lot of rumblings about it, but maybe I'm just not paying attention. Do you? Is there a huge push for the city to really make a big change, or maybe not?
No, I think there's a strong interest in doing it, but I think there's a strong interest from other folks who don't want to do it. I think this is... been a difficult issue that doesn't have an easy answer right now, and that's why we'll come up with a proposal that the subcommittee has recommended and hold a lot of public hearings and discussion and see where it comes out the other end of the process.
We should maybe write a song on a parody on Me and My Shadow for the solar ordinance. I get my mom to do that. She likes writing parodies. Okay, so no big change there. Mansionization, view ordinance. The view ordinance is really not much of, doesn't have much teeth to it. It just kind of is a vague outline of trying to keep people from choking each other.
Yeah, the view ordinance is more focused on vegetation and not on the actual building. Again, in our design review process, there's a desire, good neighbor policies, to talk to your neighbor and design something that's compatible and sensitive to your neighbors. But the view ordinance doesn't go to limit your ability as to what you can put on your property based upon someone else's view over your property. That's a very controversial issue to go down that road.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I occasionally read. In fact, there was a case I read in the LA Times of a guy who just showed up and you know, his neighbor had come in and just, as they called it, denuded his backyard.
That's right.
And it's just, you know, and the guy who did it is claiming, like, well, you know, it's just so bizarre.
Yeah.
I guess really, really nasty. Okay, just to wrap up, we just have a short bit here. St. Francis, when is that going to be known what's going on there?
Coming back to Planning Commission either in December or January, this is the proposal by Cottage Hospital, which owns the St. Francis property, to build workforce housing for their employees. I always have to step back and pause that over the last 20 years, what's the community been saying? We need more housing for our employees. And here's a major employer stepping up and proposing to build 120 units of, you know, workforce housing for their employees to use so that the nurses and doctors and staff and administrative help can live in town and be a mile away from Cottage Hospital. I think we have to say that is phenomenal to have a major employer do that. On the other hand, it's being built in a neighborhood. Construction is going to be, you know, very significant. And so looking at the issues of how to minimize the impacts of what is otherwise a really good project is very important and something that the staff and the Planning Commission and the council are looking at very carefully as they consider the project.
Paul Casey, Director of Community Development for the City of Santa Barbara, did his job in trying to prevent future parking structures and walked here in the rain to do the program. Paul, thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome, Mark.
See you again next time.
Thank you.
Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, or after the program, 898-4242. Stay tuned. We'll come back and do the weekly multiple listing update and sales analysis.